AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. The same team from last week is back again. You know, we're trying to pick up form.
That's right.
The same formation they use now.
Same formation.
Nice one.
All right, Chidalu, Ope, and Josh. Same old. You know, how have your weeks been?
Pretty chill. Nothing much. Looking at these Champions League tables, pretty interesting so far. Let's look at being the highlight.
Table or the games?
The games. I mean, like, obviously the new tables that they are doing the table this year. It's a bit different now. So, you know, it's a bit exciting, but yeah.
Yeah, that table is interesting, especially seeing teams like PSG. Like so low and seems like breast on top.
I still don't get it though. I'm looking for like a nice explanation on how that thing actually works.
And they've explained it to me so many times, Brian. I'm just gonna wait for it to play off.
I thought I was the only one,
bruh.
I think it's the top eight get automatic qualification to the round of 16, and then I think it's from 9th to whatever teams will play against each other, and then it will sum up to like 8 that will qualify and now join the other 8. So it will be like, you know, I think
the full round of 16.
Yes. So about 8 teams, the top 8 get automatic qualification round of 16. Okay. The other teams now have to play like a knockout against each other. Bring about next group that will join the
round of 16. So would that knockout be like first and second leg, or is it just one game?
I actually don't know if it's first. I'm assuming it's be first and second. It would be like home and away, actually.
Well, those games go plenty, man. God.
Yeah, that's why it's important for like teams to get to the top 8, so they don't have to play an extra game.
Extra game.
Extra 2 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that's probably the prize. I feel like whoever wins that table should get like an award or something. Because what's the point of winning that league and now getting knocked out?
Right.
It'll probably like boil into your round of 16 matches. Maybe they will do, you know, top 8 who face the weakest team on the on the table or something. Yeah. But
I feel like they should still give you a trophy for winning the league.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, though, the table is interesting right now because I see, like, I think PSG at some point, Bayern was outside the 24th or 27th. Like, they were eliminated. But now PSG is in the, like, elimination bracket, elimination part of the table.
They said, whatchamacallit, it's 14th place, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid is in 14th place?
In the table. What place are they in?
Madrid, I'm looking at it now. Bro, I can't even find Madrid.
They're not in a good place right now.
Actually, where is Real Madrid?
Yeah, so at 9th to 24th.
Okay, Madrid is 18th. Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was in 14th. That's even worse.
Oh, 18th. That means, I mean, they are still in like the knockout places.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Arsenal is in knockout places too. Arsenal is in 12th.
Oh, I guess. So, okay. So it's 9th to 24th that will play this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So PSG is not going to make it.
I mean, as it stands, there are four more games. I mean, I'll be very surprised to make it. Bro, it's Brest that is like the craziest thing.
they're doing lucky. I mean, it's too early to tell, but they're doing kind of vocation.
I mean, first, but like they have 10 points from four games.
Right, right.
In a very, very good place.
I think most teams in this, at least from what I've seen, the squads that the bigger teams are putting on for these Champions League games, they seem to be like not their top squad. So I think possibly like some teams are just really just riding it on some, let's just make it a round of 16 anyway. Yeah, and then that's when they will actually start like fielding correct players. Because when I'm watching some of these games, I'm like, bro, that Sporting game versus City, I don't know who that center back was. I was like, is Pep...
City looks very depressed, child.
I don't understand.
I think City was actually serious because they looked so sad. Because they looked sadder than they looked when Bournemouth beat them.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, what is happening?
What is happening? Like, and part of it is back-to-back again. It's like...
When you're used to winning like that, those kind of L's can be demoralizing. If you see Foden's face, he looks so sad. He was pouting. I was just like, damn.
I think he was frustrated in that game, but I don't know what's going on with Foden. But his output has been terrible.
Haaland was missing, though. Haaland was missing the way that Haaland
missed, an entire penalty.
Penalty, bro.
Even this past two games, he's been missing because that Bournemouth last like 60 minutes, City were like throwing everybody forward,
bonding, and they still didn't score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But sure, Pep is the kind of manager that can low key just let Amorim win, you know, just to give him small hope. Because, bro, when I saw City were losing 4-1, bro, I had to go and check their score though, so like. Actually, what is going on? Because, I mean, yeah, you can beat City, But 4-1 is actually pretty
First half, Sporting stayed very badly. Like, they were killing them. That first half, they were actually killing them. But second half, is as if something happened. Because the way they came out that second half, they are good. Bro, that's one of the best team goals I've seen in a minute.
Yeah.
That goal was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the first half, City actually played really well the first half, I'll be honest.
I don't know. They were just missing their chances.
Yeah, they just well, second half City was very, very off color.
I think things actually went all the way when it was 1-0 first, and I think Haaland got a penalty to make it 1-1.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
he missed. Once he missed, that now demoralized them, and then they now gave these guys two penalties. Like, is it even three penalties that he got?
Two penalties.
I think City scored first, then I think they're missing that penalty, man. I've just like, what the fuck?
I'm missing that penalty. And then I think Sporting got one right after that. And then Gyökeres scored. So it was just like,
I'm Gyökeres missed. When City scored first, Gyökeres actually got 1-on-1. Bro, right. I went from saying, who the fuck is this idiot? To like, say, okay, this guy might be actually.
This guy might be tough. He might be tough. Guy,
he carried 1-on-1, like space everywhere. Now tried to cheap, and the keeper just held it. I was like, what? You know, like, that's some shit you see Balotelli do back in the days.
Have you seen the new transfer price that they put on him? Look, I don't mind Arsenal paying that at this point because they're saying like 63 or 65 million.
But that's not bad. Yeah. I think I was working at the 100 initially, but 60 something is not bad.
For what's his name? Gyökeres? So how do you even say that guy's name?
Gyökeres. I don't think anybody knows it. I'm just saying.
Gyökeres. I mean, Arsenal looks like a good thing for him to actually join. I don't know. He might. Hopefully, I don't want to say hopefully he comes to Man U, because we just like Ten Hag, we don't want guys bringing guys and they're just coming to come and do rubbish on Man U. You understand? That everybody is nice until they enter Man U. You understand? But Arsenal would be a good choice though.
Mm. I think Man U squad is looking better actually right now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, it seems like the players are actually trying to play now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think all of them.
Yeah.
Who are they playing this weekend?
Who did they play today?
Who are they playing this weekend?
Oh, this week I don't even know.
Let me check.
Yeah. We'll see. I think it's an easy game, isn't it? Like Leicester that you guys are playing. I think your
I
easy
think
games
that
are coming now.
They
have a nice run
I'm
of
looking at, I'm
fixtures.
trying to find
We'll see. What if Ten Hag has suffered like this now? Suffered maybe like Obama gone
like
through the
first
whole difficult period, and now it's time to start enjoying
enjoy
everything is lacking.
it.
And then just like Trump, Amorim will come and just let's not look as if Amorim did something
I'm
nice.
telling you.
This first couple games that Amorim is going to take over, like, is
But
like
yeah,
Southampton,
let's
Leicester,
not play.
like.
That game you guys lost, that West Ham game. But I don't know if it's West Ham. I don't know West Ham, if West Ham was just trash or you guys were just good. You guys actually look good just on the gameplay basis. Forget results.
But that,
But anyway,
it was just
West
that.
Ham.
Right. The guy is just inconsistent, sorry. This Amaron guy, I'm a bit confident with him. But Van Nistelrooy is doing a great job, a phenomenal job. So I'm like, should we even be letting that guy go? I mean, he's not going to go. He's going to be still be a assistant coach, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Never mind. We still did start tomorrow.
I don't know. He's not talking. Yeah, sister, man, you both contact us.
I think, but I mean, it seems like Vanistra has always been there.
I mean, he came. They brought him in recently.
He was there.
Green Ten
He
Hag,
was
so
there when during
Ten Hag.
Ten Hag, yeah.
Yeah. So,
He didn't start with Ten Hag though. Apparently the board gave him to Ten Hag
Ten Hag,
to help.
okay.
To
So
help
the board even said, "Oh yeah, I can't take help."
Take help.
That's how you know this guy was. What?
Ten Hag. I'm looking forward to seeing like where we'll pick him up next year. I want to see actually if he goes to a small club, if they'll
Yeah,
come and
not
tear
just more
Europe apart
clever.
again. Like,
But it'd be a little bit of a shame, don't you think? Like he's doing like wonders with Sporting, and they are doing well in Champions League. Just to leave midway, I would have. It would have been nice if you actually just finished this run
Right.
in the Champions League. Let's see how far they go.
How far they go?
I would have liked to see that, but I mean, she see, bro.
When
And
Manu
is it Sporting Lisbon? I mean, Sporting de Portugal. They see different names.
Bro, they say, I don't think Sporting Lisbon has a team. Or is
Wait, is this? I did not call Sporting Lisbon. That's why I was. That's why
Oh,
I
I think it is Sporting Lisbon. It is Sporting Lisbon.
There were some people online. I think there were some guys that were saying, no, it's not Lisbon. It's
It's Sporting Club de Portugal.
yeah.
I never heard this one before.
They are Lisbon to me, bro.
Sporting
Yeah,
Lisbon.
it's Sporting CP now.
Yeah, Sporting CP, but I guess they changed it to Sporting CP. I guess
Yeah.
Sporting Lisbon in other countries, yeah. It's called Sporting Lisbon in other countries, but Sporting Club de Portugal.
But I think the most shocking result to me wasn't even the Sporting City one, because City has been on some kind of weird form for like a while. But that Madrid, I guess, what I say is surprising. But AC Milan has been kind of mid this season. So for them to knock Madrid like that was kind of surprising to me. Because I
Yeah.
think they are like seventh in Serie A itself. So not like they're having the best season.
I think Madrid is just not, they're just doing poorly this past couple of weeks. They're just doing poor.
Yeah, but in
Honestly.
kind of wow.
Yeah, like sometimes things like this happen. See Man City too, like nobody expects them to be losing, So to be fair, it's just one of those things. Luck is not on their side right now. How is Haaland or that is they are always their goal scorer for God knows when, since God knows when. Missing penalties like that, missing open
Oh,
chances
you
like
mean
that.
Haaland? Yeah. I mean, I get that, but I'm saying like Madrid's own though. Like,
They
I
are
don't
also
know.
missing chances. They are missing chances like crazy. Every single game they play, they miss chance. Like they're just being on. Part of it is the formation and I wouldn't say formation, but I guess the player where their positioning is, right? But they are missing chances, like vital chances. You know, that Barcelona game, that game should have been 5-5. Like that game should have been a 6-5-5-5 match. Well, they were just missing chances. Haaland too, this past game, they could have scored a lot of goals. It's just,
Mbappé.
yeah. No, I'm saying
From
City,
City.
yeah.
City.
Mbappe too, they're doing the same thing. So just these big teams, they have been unlucky, you know.
Right.
At least for now.
That's a good point, because I know, I think Mbappe, this, maybe he's finishing boots or just confidence, just playing centrally, and affecting him a little bit, or just the fact that he's a new. But I would say he's also okay in the Barca game. At least he was making the runs and he was missing, and he was being offside. But versus Milan, it was as if he was scared of making those runs. Mm-hmm. So he would miss
it. Mm-hmm. I think Mbappe is, I don't know if it's just the pressure is starting to get to him, maybe. And I don't even think he's on some like pressure on like, oh, I think it's just more of frustration for him. Because you know, when you know, like, low key, I'm supposed to be killing this shit, and it's like you're underperforming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can low key kill it, and it can get frustrating. Because if
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed, but agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This guy brought up a good point. I think it was Henry that was doing one analysis, and it was like, that if you even see, Mbappe doesn't seem like he's even trying to make runs anymore. Because if you look at Bellingham, actually, like, if you look at Bellingham in that Milan game, Bellingham would literally drop all the way back, come back forward, and overlap and make a run over Mbappe. And he was like, Mbappe should not just get easily frustrated on some, because you need to keep making those runs. You need to keep dragging defenses. Those are the kind of things that will create space, and then it will help your team even play better. So I think it's just frustration on this part. And then Ancelotti came out saying something like, oh, was it that Mbappe would never play on the left wing or something?
I didn't even see that one. Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah, so...
He never play left wing.
No, like, he won't just replace Vini. Like, he won't switch Vini for Mbappe. So, it's like...
Mbappe is just lucky, Jerry. He's still claiming he's a great... Ronaldo did the same thing when he was in Madrid. Was it Madrid or the way he switched positions? He
went from wing to playing striker.
To play striker. You just need to get your zoom.
Messi in Barcelona was playing
central.
He's listening to the world. Say, come, Suarez, come here, please. Let's do this shit.
I see part of Mbappe's frustration, though, because Madrid doesn't have a midfield that can make those passes that he needs. So
you think so?
He's not fit. Yeah, they don't. Their midfield right now, like, they play Valverde. Valverde is not a passer. Valverde is a box-to-box, go and shoot. He can do one, two, but his pace and tackling and all that stuff and shooting. Tchouaméni, I don't even know. That one is looking like they might even sell Tchouaméni. I've been hearing that they are open to collective bids for Tchouaméni. And then Modric. Modric is good, but, you know, he's getting older and he always had Cruz normally. Cruz was the main, like, passer, the person that used to do all those defense splitting passes. So it's like, why would I keep making runs centrally when I know technically I don't have anybody in this midfield that is watching out for those runs to give me the ball. So,
as a striker, you can't be thinking like that. See,
you really can't, though. Yeah.
Haaland in City, bro.
See that Haaland in City? Sorry, let me just. Haaland in City plays better only when De Bruyne is there. The reason why Haaland is not scoring right now and suffering is because De Bruyne is not there. Watch it. Once De Bruyne starts playing, Haaland is going to score a hat trick, bro.
He's still be running, though. He's still making those runs.
He makes those runs because of, like, a certain... It's only in certain periods that he makes those runs. And he has Ederson watching for him. He makes those runs for long, but look at the keeper, Looney. Looney can't distribute. Is Mbappe going to be making running in behind for Looney to give him? Looney cannot kick that far. Looney cannot even kick.
If you're not pressing, you're not doing all these things. Your job as a striker, you have 100% big run.
Yes. No. Of course. Yes. But that's part of what Henry was just saying. Like, I'm not just fine what Mbappe is doing. I'm just trying to say, like, you know, there's a reason for it.
What did I say, though? Well, Vasquez says, I think Vasquez was actually shading maybe Mbappe and maybe Vini as well. It was like, in a team, you have to attack as a full team and you have to defend as a full team. That's how we won our trophies.
All right. And really, it's actually very obvious in those games. Vini and Mbappe, they don't even press the opposing defense. Talk less of dropping to their midfield to go and be tackling.
You know what's crazy? Last season, Vini was actually pressing.
Mbappe has influenced him, bro.
You're like, nah, I'm a big boy, bro.
I'm a star boy, bro. I can't be
pressing. I'm a star boy. Just as much as you. Like, why wouldn't you not press? Me, I'm not pressed too.
The one top presser that they have, who is Bellingham.
I think he gets frustrated by two of them.
Yeah, bro, he press. They still sub the guy. The guy
and he switched his position. So, of course, Mitchell will be pissed, man.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. But dropping a good point, at least they're actually creating chances. They're actually, like, creating enough chances that, like, in a different time, they might have scored. But I know one very nice pass, actually, that this guy, the defender, Militao, gave to Mbappe. That's a chance normally Mbappe would actually put it away. That showed me that his confidence is a bit below par right now.
It's up par.
Yeah. That part was sweet.
Mm-hmm. And he would just be blasting it without any type of direction and just, you know, at least, you know, right now.
Yeah. But Liao is a demon.
A freaking beast. I've always been a fan of that guy.
Liao is a demon, bro. But my point is, I don't know how he goes from making shots looking like a demon. He confuses me sometimes. Nah, he looks unstoppable.
I think it depends on the team that he's playing in. Milan's team is not that good. I don't even know how Madrid didn't. I don't know how Vini didn't pop a hat trick first off. Because
that defender,
I'm just like, what the hell? Like, how did Vini score a hat-trick? They had to sub that nigga out now. Like, so I'm like, bruh, Steve, Madrid, I think they were just unlucky. But see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. That was funny. I didn't watch that game fully, though, because this guy was saying something about, I think it was Odumodu Black. It was like, when Vini plays against a young black man that's athletic.
He can't do it. I was just about to say that. Like, you have to, whenever you're playing Vini, you have to put somebody who's just as aggressive as him and strong. That guy was strong and fast. Did not give Vini space to breathe. Vini is one of those guys that he take a big touch and he will run. And he's very agile, you understand? You just have to be able to catch up to him. Out-muscle him a lot of the times. And that's what that guy did.
But look, Isha, I think, personally, MSN is trash. So he's like,
Before that game, I thought he was trash.
Yeah, he's just not...
Is it that Vini just knows how to dribble certain people? Because I've seen so many people cook MSN and it's like, Vini, you are the best dribbler in the world.
No, to be fair, MSN had a great game. MSN had a great game. Yeah. That game doesn't come off. That guy is the most inconsistent defender I know.
There might be a point to that, though, because I remember like one of the biggest defenders who Vini struggled against, at least before, was that Barca defender, who is also very, very physically...
And what's his name? I know exactly who you're talking about. He had them like this rubble hair, and he died. Is that who you're talking about?
I feel like everyone knows what I'm talking about, but for some reason my brain has just
Araujo.
Back then, because I was defending Vini, just fouling him. Mm-hmm.
He was just far, just putting his body on him. Yeah,
a lot of aggression.
Maybe
that's how to deal with forwards who are very tricky. Mm-hmm. Be aggressive.
Sometimes.
I'm not calling a red card.
Right. You know, sometimes the harder you go, the easier it is for you to dribble.
On the fast person, like that is the trick against defending fast people. You don't get tight on them because they will turn you.
You've got to be fast though. Like Walker. Walker, that's someone who they usually like put against all these like very fast guys.
Yeah,
he can beat him, but he will recover. Exactly. His recovery speed is
insane. Yeah.
Anyway, though, at least AC Madrid, City, they are creating chances. I mean, even though they are losing, so I know they're going to lose. But Arsenal, they won't create.
Jesus. I'm tired of watching Arsenal's games, bro.
Talk more of missing the chance.
Nah.
forcing Havertz and Trossard to play. If I see Havertz and Trossard, at the same time on this pitch playing that they are two striker rubbish. I'm not watching the game anymore. Because it clearly does not work. You see, and Trossard is like, I'm starting to see why they used to bench this nigga. Maybe it's not like he's not trash, don't get me wrong. Is a very amazing substitute to come off the bench and come and pop goals. But you see, when they are playing organized football and you're trying to break down a low block, I don't think he's trust. Trossard is not the person that will help you do that.
He can't hold, he doesn't protect the ball well enough.
Protect the ball well enough.
Jesus are his. See, I'm so confused. This is how I know that this boy has really fallen off. He must be going through something. If there's anything I could trust Jesus for before, was the way he used to shield and his close control. Guy, right now, he can't do that. Because normally, like, logically, I would think you'd be better at that than Trossard. Playing with Havertz, at least a second striker.
Yeah.
You can't you can't even beat that. Then why are you in the team at this point then? Because literally, all his normal skill sets, his close control, his dribbling, his, like, his one-two, all this thing, that's his second striker, like, behind. You can't even start about Trossard. Trossard is a left winger.
I've told you since that Jesus is not. I think Jesus. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think he's Jesus. I think Jesus is a winger, and that's where he should be playing. If they put him in that middle, he does all those dilly-dally. Yeah, he's cool. He's actually pretty brilliant sometimes. But like I'm saying, when you are playing team football and you're playing organized, but you cannot be doing all those foolishness. Your team needs to know what you're trying to do. Like, Odegaard is...
I get it, though. Actually, I see what you're saying.
Even Trossard, I think Trossard, that is a problem with him too. Because I was watching this game, I was like, why are you drifting so far into Saka's wing? And then Saka is always like, bro, what are you about to do now? You like... But whereas when it was Saka, Odegaard, Omo, you could see that chemistry that, okay, Saka is making the run, Odegaard is passing. They know what they are doing. So, yeah, maybe they just need time to get more chemistry.
Right. They
can pause.
Right. What do you think Arsenal needs right now, though? I saw somebody saying Arsenal needs a good midfielder that they should get Pogba. I said... I don't understand which kind of wish.
Last thing we need is another tall midfielder, bro.
You should get Pogba.
Maybe assemble Avengers. I beg, don't bring any Pogba in my team.
Bro, but at least, I mean, Pogba has takers, bro. Pogba has takers.
What do takers want to do right now for
us? Bro.
The way Pogba will never play ball since the guy press where he's supposed
to play. He was the tire for a few.
Nah, I don't know, but you guys see that shit like with Speed?
Oh yeah, his new cameo is Speed.
Nah, guy. See, that's actually my most fun like video I've seen from that guy. I actually enjoyed it. I wasn't cringe. I was like, okay, this is actually cool. Their chemistry
from Speed.
Yeah, like besides the funny ones, I'm just like laughing.
Bro, Speed is lit, bro. I don't know what you guys are saying.
Like, out of all the ones I've seen with him and like all these football players, this is my best. Like, they seem to actually have genuine chemistry.
Yeah, Speed. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Speed appeals to like younger audience. Yeah, younger guys, you know. But sometimes, like when you watch, he brought some satire out of Pogba that, you know, a lot of people haven't seen in a long time. You understand? Like, you know. Every time you see Pogba nowadays, it's straight interview with some white man, and he's like, you know, saying his piece. But this time, it's just like, you know, regular old Pogba, bring him back into the scenes. When he starts playing again, everybody will start watching him again, you know, just to, you know, publicity. Nice publicity.
Maybe we should buy him for the vibes.
For the vibes.
Yeah. Pogba is actually leaving. So at the end of the interview now, Pogba played Asake to leave.
Yeah,
that's true.
That was nice. Shit. That was nice. Nah, fuck you, Pogba. That's the only one player I don't hit on during that era.
Oh, yeah?
Pogba was always. When he and Lingard dubbed against us, he raised that shit to finish us. But besides that, Pogba is a G, man.
Yeah, man. Bad guy. We'll see. Hopefully his career, you know, is revived and everything.
Anyway, though. United Leicester, that would be an interesting game for sure. Is that going to be Amorim's first game?
It should be. I'm not quite sure actually.
Should be, like, he has already said his farewells now.
Oh, okay, then it should be. Then, well, Arsenal versus Chelsea, or Chelsea versus Arsenal, rather.
That is the game of the weekend.
That game, bro. Like, we are literally one game away from crisis. We are one loss away from crisis.
Oh, crisis. No, we cannot lose that game. Like,
yeah, we can't.
If we lose that game, it will be obvious that, okay, we're not winning the league this season.
Yeah.
And then it will be like, so what exactly is going on? So is it just Odegaard that is messing? Because everybody is there. And begs the question of, is it just like this over tactics? Because when I'm looking at our squad, bro, it's the same set of players.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you overcomplicating this thing? Yes, you brought in Merino. But then you're trying to integrate Merino into a team that is new to and play Trossard out of position in that team while at the same time losing your key creator in the team. There will be a lot of confusion. Do one thing at a time. Yeah. If you want to introduce Merino, keep playing Trossard as a sub for Martinelli. And then, you know, have your midfield. And if you want to play Trossard, bring in Merino as a sub. But don't start the two of them because that game will just be terrible. If we start the two of them against Chelsea, I don't know. I don't know what we'll play.
Yeah, and also like moving Alex to midfield. I don't see that snake again. I'm tired of it for some reason. I don't want to see it. Please, let's just move past that.
I'm tired of it.
One thing I think are wrong with us now is that we're unfortunate in the left back situation. At Simba, because he's right footed. I mean, yeah, he's right footed. Him being on the left back is not as effective. He's not effective, I'll be honest. It looks weird to me. The fact is, he's right footed. That inverting rubbish, I don't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer it if it's happening on the other side.
Right.
Unless, if you want to do that, I wouldn't kind of attacking wise, I prefer Zinchenko.
But so, let's not go back to
I prefer Zinchenko who are attacking. And defensively, it's better. But I'm just saying, there doesn't seem to be anything coming from his wing attacking wise when he plays left back. He's better at that right by far.
Is it Timber?
Yeah.
But Ben White, I would say he can bench Ben White as a right back.
I understand. Which is why I'm so, because I was really excited for Calafiori. I'll be honest. Especially those his runs he used to make. LA season. He was the only hope I had creative wise besides Odegaard.
Right, yeah. Actually, he was reminding me of he was like a freaking Gvardiol.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, Arsenal, we need to buy another forward because compared to all this other teams, we don't have any recruitation forward wise. Like, it has to be Saka, Havertz, and Martinelli. We cannot.
What of Jesus, bro? We have Jesus.
Stop that.
This nigga is the best Jesus of both.
That's the truth of before. That Jesus I've not seen since World Cup. Years don't pass.
I'm saying, bro.
Like, we see how Liverpool can rotate their forward line and City. We can't do the same thing. Saka has to be a right winger. He can't even go to left because he can't do that. Saka has to be a right winger. Martin has to be on the left. Any small tweak, it don't spoil. It's only Trossard can come from Martinelli for sure as a sub. But we can't even start there. Whenever we start any front line that doesn't have Saka, you look useless.
Very.
You look useless. But Liverpool can afford to rotate Jota, Salah, Diaz, and all these other guys, and they will still be like straight. Like, our quality in depth.
Jesus to be a right winger.
We cannot be. I think at this point, we have moved by Jesus at this point, actually, to be honest. We need to buy someone else, like a Leao or whatnot.
As a substitute for Saka, because we try to play Sterling there. I don't know
Sterling is not. We don't have substitute for Saka, actually. That's the truth. Saka and Odegaard, we need to buy.
Too many players, but we still don't have. Just either Saka or Odegaard living. That's finished.
We need to. I think Kudus would be a good option. Oliao, honestly, someone that can make a difference in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Martinelli is one way.
Well, we have.
It's very, very direct. Yeah, but it's not that quality.
Saka leaving is not an option, sure.
Oh, Saka cannot leave.
Saka leave to where? He's not leaving. That is not an option.
Shit, I don't even know how much you can put on Saka.
Guys, don't worry, we are done for today. It's as for us, Man U fans are happy now. It's going through a good time.
Mm-hmm. We thank God.
You guys must be feeling nice.
We thank God. We thank God.
I feel like I can't remember when last we won a game. But
I swear.
We'll start from this weekend.
Nah, don't worry. We're back on top.
It was nice chatting with you guys, man. Yeah.
Likewise.
Next week.
Likewise, man.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.